I want to apologize for yesterday. I was an oynis gomer. Thank you very much for malamokin. If someone is an oynis gomer, so please, I respect that. But if you're not, it's not three times a week. It's I'm seeing who's here and who's not. And this shares every day. Explain to them. Yeah, that I know. That I know. Even yeah, all kinds. What is this sugya doing here? By Bechor, there's a din that if the Bechor, the mother, Behema, belongs to Yisrael, and therefore it gives birth to a Bechor, at birth, Peterechem, it becomes Kedushas Bechor, it's a matana to the Kohen, he's makar it as a carbon, or if it's a balmum, he eats it, but it's a matan skohuna. There's a din by Bechor, it's a whole sugya in Bechorais. A Bechor is only a Bechor if the Yid is the entire owner of the Bechor. I think it could be Shutif, I think. But it can't be that there's any bias of a Goy. It doesn't make a difference if it's a 40, 60, 80, 20, 99, 1 proportional Shutfis. If a Goy is a Shutif, has a Chelik in the Bechor at birth, then it's not having Kedushas Bechor. B'doyim lezeh, we're going to see the Gemara talks to Gabi, Hafrashas Chala, Arisoy Seichem, and Arisai Seichem, also, it has to be, it's totally an Esau of Yisrael. If a guy has a chelik of a shutfis in it, then it's not going to be chayivin chalo. Is this true by other things? By chametz, lemoshel. There's a din of lecha, lo yeirah lecha, legabi bal yeirah. We even have Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yaakov who holds that you're allowed to eat chametz of a guy. What about chametz that's owned by a yid and a guy, a shutif? It's also be like, we should add this to the list, bechor, chala, chametz, or a lot of things. By esrig, by the goncha, with Tosfos brought. We had a whole list of oifanim where we saw there was sometimes it didn't have to be dafka yid and sometimes not. But there's something very unique over here by Bechor and by Esau of Hafrashas Chala that if the guy even has a chelik. I don't know if that's a connection to the sugya. Someone in all honesty came to me to tell me, you put it away there. Someone in all honesty came to tell me that maybe the connection to the sugya is because earlier on Hamid Beis, Tosis had a kasha from Arisai Seichem, that we weren't being consistent between Lecha, that Lecha needs separate psukim, and Arisai Seichem didn't need separate psukim. The problem is Tosis brings Arisai Seichem, not the Gemara. So we do need a pshat, what this Gemara is doing here. I don't know if anyone saw a reason what the Gemara is doing here, Bechlal. But Yeshua talks about
Rava's story was basically about tax.
Oh, Rava's story of the B'nai Chela not only was about a tax, I wanted to get the taxes soon. There's different shot than what Arnuna means. And as a matter of fact, some Rishonim, the Ran and the Dorim brings it. It's a pasuk actually, I think in Daniel, where it says the word Arnuna, and it's referring to the Seudas HaMelech. And according to those Rishonim, it's Mamish Atzustel to Rava and the B'nai Chela. And that's maybe the connection to the sugya. There's other pshatim though that the Rishonim bring here is that Arnuna means a Shutfis. And it brings the pasuk in next week's Parsha. Ki Arnoin Gvul Moyov, Arnoin, and it means a lotion of Shutfis. So there's another pshat that it means tax, and there's various other taxes that the Pesukim talk about over there. If it's about that Sudas HaMelech Ulai, it's what to talk about. The Shaila is, Lamashal, there's an interesting Tshuvas Dvar Abram, the Eretz Tshuvas, Simon Aleph, a very big Arichas. Bizman Azeh, a person has a Behema, an Akeva Behema. He doesn't want the Behema that's giving birth to be a Bechor, Bizman Azeh, it's very complex, what are you supposed to do with it? So, it's a few days before the mother Behemah is going to give birth. He knows from the cow scan that it's going to be a Zachar. So very simple, what's the Eitzah?
Bring in a guy, right?
Bring in a guy, okay. So, no. So we bring in a guy, and what do you want to do with the guy? What do you want to do with the guy? This is what the whole Dvar Avram is about.
Give him my time. Give him a little piece of the thing.
Of the Uber. The Uber. How are you giving him a little piece of the Uber? What? 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 You make him a partner in the mother. I don't think it's going to help if he makes him a partner in the mother. You want to make him a partner in the Uber. How do you make him a partner in the Uber?
Why can't I make him physically a partner in the Uber?
How do you physically make him a partner in the Uber?
Why can't I make him a physical partner in the leg?
How do you do that? Kesef is not coined by Metalflin. Not so poshut. What? Hagbah on the Uber? I don't know if a Nachri has Kinyan Chalipin. In the end, I'm suggesting the Oilam should go through the sugya there, the Dvar Avraham. He's Mechadish, among many other things. We've talked about it other times, that if it's acceptable, there's a Kinyan called, Situmta. But what's very important is, we're dealing here with a Doraisa. Don't throw me any Kinyan Darabon and Mahani with Doraisa things over here. Over here, we need Taka Kinyan Doraisa. No, because if it midiraisa belongs to the yid and not to the guy, then it's still going to have kedushas bechar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ownership doesn't matter.
Not if it's not going to have kedushas bechar. If you want this not to have kedushas bechar, make sure that the guy has a midiraisa dika 1% ownership in it. So the oilam could see the.
Can we mafkir 1% of Uber? That hefker is not Jewish.
No, it's still chayiv.
So
I think so. That's interesting. If you own half of an Uber, you mafker half an Uber. I don't know. It's interesting though that Al Gemara is talking about what? Okay, we'll see. Lemaisa, the Gemara here is talking about not a shutfis of a Bechar. The Gemara is talking about Arnuna, which is that the person had to give either Seudas HaMelech. Now, this guy has 170 behemoths in his Eder. I don't know what the rules are. Does it say someone 10%? Yeah, Rashi says, HaMelech Noitel Isser Mena Behema. It's not always said. I think the king could always change the rules, you know. Who's going to stop him? There's a Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, Ala Torah, in Parshas Vo'era, where there's a stira in the Pesukim Lagabi Makas Dever, where it says, none of the animals of the Yidden died, only of the Goyim. Or there's another pasuk that says, Leimes Ad Echad, and one died. And he has a beautiful pilpul. He says, Kishtol Safar, there was this yid in the Mitzrayim that had 666 behemoths. So Avad added the 666 behemoths. He has to give Arnuna to the Melech. How many do you have? If you have 666, how much you have to give? You don't scramble the decimals. How much you have to give to the Melech? 66. But if you would have 600, so how many would there die? 66. They would taka die. That's not on his tzvegin. But if it was, and it's not called that it's from a yid that died. It's from his. But if he had a number that's rounded off to zero, so then it's taka kadai that one should die, because it's anyways going to die on Paroi's cheshbon, because then he's just going to give one less meiser to Paroi. And that's how he references the psukim. Now, I don't know the rules, but I saw that in the Chedushi Rebbe Yibarach, Claire's the Shaiva, the Gemara is going to discuss, when this guy shows up and he wants to start choosing his iser, the Gemara says that there's a chilek if he's yachal asalik bezuzi. If the yid is allowed to say, Herzu, my entire kenig over here, or whoever the guy is, representative, I'll give you money instead, that might be a problem that he's not a be'etzem dika ownership in the animal, and then he would be chayiv in Bechar. Let's say it's not Yochel Asalik Bezuzi, but he could be Masalikim with a different behemah. Is that not true? The king decides which behemoths to pick? And more than that, thank you. After he takes the behemoths, the king went and took his 10%. Then what do you do with the other 90%? Chutz, then if he coincidentally didn't choose the Bechar, you are allowed to be, there is a din of Manas Kuna of Bechar afterwards on the rest of them? No. Silat Bezuzi is not go away. This guy's not going away. Silat Bezuzi is that the gedder of the Hishtabdus is that it's a proba from the Behema, but it's Yochel is Salik Bezuzi. And I'm talking about Salik the Behema. And I'm paying you to go away is something else. I'm not paying you to go away, but it's not that.
When he actually comes, Zichar is chayav, and that the whole sugya is when he didn't yet come.
So then I have to see.
Because then it's Lemafreya.
I didn't get the Mara Mekoymus. I wasn't here. One second. I'm going to get to see. One second. I really said we're doing the next sugya. So Zochti Gemara, what?
You have to be chayav with David Dreyfus?
Also? Zokti Gemara, bo minei mirabe, behemes sanun chayevis b'bechar, rein chayevis b'bechar, explains the Gemara, kol heichet amatzi mesalik lei bezuzi, loi kami boi lei dechayev. Because since he's Matzi Mesalik Lebezuzi, that shows that the Darga Shaykhis connection that the guy has here is not inherently in the Behema, so then it's not going to be Mesalik, it's going to have Kiddushas Bechar. Ki kam berlan hech le Matzi Mesalik Lebezuzi. Mai, what's the din? Omar Le, this is an Amoira talking. Rava, he says, Potter. Frek the Gemara, but we have a Braisa connected. Yuvotanya Chayeves. So Rava answers back without blinking. He says, it's not a kasha. Hasam. Dematzi masala bang. I'm keeping in sync what I'm saying. Says Rava, I'm not falling back from what I said. It's Tali and Silik Bazuzi. You have a steer in Bryce's. It's one is masala Bazuzi, one is not. Ikadamri, I want to get the whole thing and then I'm going to set this up. Ikadamri Yom Rava. Behemis Arnuna Peturim and Abachayra. And not Sam. Afalgavde Matzi Masalik Le Bazuzi. What's that about? If the guy, you could even, and this is not just I'll pay him and throw him away. I could be Masalik and Bazuzi. So why is it part of Mabakhaira? Lakhaira, the guy's shaykhis to the a sheba, you want to call it even Maseda, but it's a sheba that's only a proper. You could be Masalik and Bazuzi. Also, Tysus is gonna ask. If you're telling me that Behem is Potter even by Matzi Masalik, how is he going to answer up the other Brysa that says Chayeves? It's a doichet to say that the alternate Brysa is by Esau, because the Brysa says Bechor. The memory continues, though, this is Rava. Esau Sarnuna Chayeves Bechala, here goes the other way. The Afagav Deloy Matzi Masalik. Wow, the guy Mamish has a 10% interest invested here in the dough. Not the dough, the Esau. The not just the money. So what's the pshat yechayiv? So the Gemara says, "My time of behemis lekala isa less lekala." There's a four machlekes rishonim. Rashi learns isa chayeves by motzi mesalik lebezuzi is a zayt the Gemara's ayin. Be'etzem eikar adin, since it's motzi mesalik, it's not chayiv. It's a derabban the kechiyev of maris ayin. Ad ketai, it's very geshmak. Rabbi Chanan. In Kovitz Yerim Klairs, would you make a bracha? On Hafrosha Schala, we make a bracha. Would you make a bracha here? He brings a Shuvah Sarashba that you make a bracha even when you're doing it by Hafrosha Schala. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim. He brings another dogma. When you do Shchita on a Ben Pekua, there's a Shaila if it needs Shchita. And we do Shchita al Smar Asayin. You make a bracha. But on the other hand, he brings Shuvah Psalmim Reish that says no, that there's no bracha on a Shchita for Ben Pekua. Klairs Rabbi Chanan, maybe there shouldn't be a bracha on Hafrosh's Issa, also of Maris Ayin, the related things. What?
Why
do
you think there could be Maris Ayin to be made a bracha?
What?
Why is it then not considering Maris Ayin? Why is that not considered?
It's a good cash why he's not making a bracha, but you can't make a bracha.
Should he at least make it? Should he mumble like at least around Maris Ayin?
I didn't see the Rabbi Chanan. Did he bring a third side of faking a mumbling thing? I don't know. Ryan says not.
Chanan said you should make the bracha.
That's the Shaila, but in the Takana when they said that you should go through the action of making of this pa'ula, so people shouldn't think, is it to the extent that you make a bracha or not? It's a machlokes rishonim. Now, not everyone learns like that. The Ritva learns that the Maris Ayin factor is actually not the Yesh Lekol. It's not a Maris Ayin. Rashi read that Bibal Ba'isad is Ein Lekol, so people aren't going to know, and really he's not Chai, but people are going to think he is, and they're going to come to the conclusion, and v'chulei. The Ritva says no. Bibalt, it's ain't like cold. He can take a hide it away from the guy, and then the guy doesn't have a shaykhus to it. Forget about being masalik bezuzi. He can sneak this away from the guy. I just say he's chayiv mikaradin. Ain't like cold is a sibah to be mechayiv mikaradin. And by behemet betura, where there's no, so it's not a maris ayin thing. B'chal. That's how the Ritva learns it was in the Mar Mekayim yesterday. The Meiri has another shot where it's fakert actually that yesh like cold is the reason why you are chayiv. Because Vibalt by Behemoth is a coil, and people know about it, then it starts that there's Maris Ayin. By Esau, when the people don't know about it anyways, so Fakert, it's ignorance is bliss, and then there won't be Maris Ayin. So as we see, there are various assorted pshatim. The question is, what is this sugya doing here? The Pnei Yeshua wants to say a pshat, that even by Yochel Asalik Pesuzi, Mechay Redoch, the guy maybe still has Achrayas, and it's connected to the Achrayas thing. Although I think the Maram Chalava says this pshat, that the Arnuna was connected to the Bnei Chela of Mechuza. B'siyat HaNishmai, we're going to start the next sugya. It's a big sugya. We're going to try to get as much as we can of it today already. We're falling behind. So let's do it. Tan Rabbanon. There are three structure, okay? Structure. Tzoritz HaNishmai said, there are three shlavim in this braisa. Every shlav has to be treated with its own detail, nekuda. Shlav Aleph, Tana Rabbanon, Nochri she'nichnas l'chatzeiroi shel Yisrael v'tzeikoi v'yodoi ein zokok l'vayr. If a guy walks into your chatzer holding his batzik, a chametz stickle chametz, ein zokok l'vayr. The Braisa does not quote a pasuk for this first din, I'm alluding to this slowly here because there's going to be a machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Ashi if the pasuk quoted in the Braisa, by the way, at the end of the third, is going on the third din or on the second din. Hint, hint. I hope you all saw that already. But again, getting started again, the ratio of the Braisa says if a guy comes into your rishus and he has pasuk biyadai, you don't have to be mevayer. No pasuk. What don't you have to be mevayer? Rashi says you don't have to kick the guy out of the house. Rabbeinu Chananel says you don't have to destroy the chametz. The Velt says there's a machlekes, there's a tzad, bidas Rashi. Maybe it wouldn't even be enough to send the guy out of the house. Maybe once the guy walked into your house and it's chametz that's in your house, at time of that it would be true that there is no such din of lecha shel chayat arayot. Maybe you would have to destroy the chametz anyways. You would tell the guy, Herzl, you can leave, but leave the chametz that I got to do my mitzvah's beer with it. And Rashi says, no, it's enough to kick the guy out. But either way, bein the Rashi, bein the Rabbeinu Chananel, you're not mechuyev to kick the guy out. You're not mechuyev to destroy the chametz. The guy can happily walk around your house. Is he limited where in the house? You have to designate him a place, something, ephes, an inyan, gurnish. He's allowed to be mistovev in your house with his betzekei biyadai. Why? I shema yavi la'achloi. You could have lunch with him and he's going to manage to be on the same table with you.
That's the finish of the race.
He's allowed to sit down by the table with you and eat lunch with you?
Yeah.
Dylan didn't get yesterday's Lama Kindness that was supposed to get on tomorrow yet about the Mishtabura? It's coming, yeah? You can have Mamish the guy can sit with you?
Why not?
Okay. By Basa B'cholav, they're on Gedarim, the Mishtabura brings it. It was in. What? It's in his hand. And let's say he puts it down on the table. I know it's not the same case. I'm asking, what's the din now? He felt comfortable, he sat down, he's talking to you, he put it on the table, he's twiddling with it. How far do you want to go? Zuck the Braisa. This first of the third lines of the Braisa, the Braisa wasn't with the Balagan is. Yeah, they're starting to make problems. Let's get the Braisa rolling. Nachri shenichas and aseri shal yisro, but take it the other, ain't zuck the glavar. You don't have to get rid of the guy, you don't have to get rid of the chametz. Why not? Why talking out? The Braisa does not quote a pasuk. But we know, why not? We don't know. What was the chalav? You're going back to him? I'm talking about why you don't have to get rid of the chametz. I'm not talking about why you're not going to go to eat it. I want to know why you don't have to go to the chametz. There's chametz in your house. Because the pasuk says, and so you're talking about a different thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about why you don't have to get rid of the chametz. And what's the answer? Shalchai yataroy. Frech betzlach. Bam kasha. Tashbisu. What's with tashbisu? But the tzlach has the kasha in. Why do you have to get rid of it all tashbisu? Tashbisu mi botechem. And Oy B'chacham is going to say that it's tashbisu sa'ar, and this isa maybe is chametz. We already know goli goli goli. So I'm going to ask the kasha again. Why don't you have to get rid of the chametz al tashbisu? Because tashbisu only applies for lawyer applies. Who said that?
Gemara.
Where did the Gemara say that?
So or.
The Gemara was discussing from Lo'ira to Lo'imotze. The Gemara never discussed Tashbisu. You're making up your own. You're making up your own drushes.
It's
what the Oilam was supposed to say is that Rav Nochum said that the Tashbisu and the Val Yira goes together, and I wanted to be megal to you that Rabbi Landau, the Tzlach, says it already. But that's an important hadgosh here in the Braisa, and it's fascinating. The Braisa doesn't even say it. But can we get to the second line of the Braisa? Again, the first line was, Nachmish Nichols and Sarah Shazob, they got in Zak Lavar. Oh, Hifkidoi Etzloi Zakat Lavar, period. Four words. Hifkidoi Etzloi Zakat Lavar. If the guy gave you a Pekadoi, then you do have to get rid of it. End of quote of the second line. Is there a Pusik quoted for the second halacha? So, maybe. Machalik Sami Ryan, thank you. The Gemara, as I mentioned, and I'll say again, the Gemara is going to quote a third halacha also called Yichad Leibais. After that, it's going to quote a pasuk, and there's a machlekes amirayim if this second line has a pasuk or not. But pardon, b'li kasher to the machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. Does the second line have a pasuk? Does it have a pasuk? What's the source for this? Then hefki the etzlei zakuk levar. Lo yimotzi. And where do you see the words lo yimotzi from the Shirish mem tzad the aleph? Probably not. It's because it doesn't say lachava lo yimotzi, and it does say it by lo yiro. And we had a stira, and there was a brice earlier on the heyim at base, which it sound familiar that said yachol yafkid. Pigdoinus bin anachri, Yakava bin Dennis Rafi, Tommy Loimer, as quoted the Nemesis, right? Lo Yimotze, and that Avada, regardless if Rav Papa and Rav Ashi are going to learn like that, Avada, the din of this price is from Lo Yimotze. What kind of Dargis Achrayis does it have to be in order that you have to get rid of it? Three-way machlokes rishonim, whether it's only chiv einzim, even chiv geneva v'aveda, or even only pshia. It's unclear in this braisa, but the braisa says it as a fact. Hifkidai etzlai zakuk levar. And now, crunch time, the third line of the braisa where everything is going to be a balagan. Yichad loy bayis ein zakuk levar. If you designate to the guy a place in your house, then you don't have to get rid of it. And all of a sudden, famous last words, Shenemar lo yimotzi. Let me first finish the Gemara. I know there's things to do. Frek the Gemara, my Kamar, where exactly do you want to insert the word lo yimotzi? Amar af papa, shkoyech arei shakoy. In fact, and this is important, lo yimotzi papa, the third halacha, which we are going to talk about today, but we didn't yet, is whatever this mechudas tikadun of yichale bayis is, it's not even a pasuk. There's no pasuk quoted. Rav Papa says that the pasuk quoted at the end of the braisa is going back chapter verse to the middle case, to the resha, that to the algemeiner rate of hey and beis that hifkidi etzlai is chayiv as lo yimotzei. Amar Rav Papa a resha koi v'hachi kamer hifkidi etzlai zok levar shenem lo yimotzei. But rather the sefer doesn't even need a pasuk. Soon get to that. Rav Ashi amar no lo ilam a sefer koi. Why? Rav Ashi disagrees that lo yimotzei is not an apropos words to say for the middle line of the braisa. Of course he agrees, but he wants to read the braisa kipshutei that there's something going on in the sefer as well. The fact that avada lo yimotzei is truthfully the makar for the second halacha he agrees to. Not arguing on that, but that's basics old school from Hayim and Beis. So what is the braisa saying? Zok Rav Ashi Amar Lo Ilam Asefer Koy V'Hachi Kamer Yichal Avayis and Zok Levar Shnemer Leimotzi Bevateichem. V'halavdi Dehu. It's not your problem. The Nachri Ki Kamayil the Beis the Nafshi Kamayil. The guy's going into his house. You designated him a place. He's going into his house. The Gemara assumes that you rented it to him, or Akapanim designated it. So the Gemara says, is that true? Let me get to the whole thing, and then we're going to start. Remember the Schiris Kanya. There's such a significance to the fact that you designated, rented it, that we can mamash say, oh, it's the goyish place. Is that true? Vatnan, asugyan avaydazara. Af b'mokim sh'amar lahaskir. Even in places where it's not so pashit, al shanufi, you're allowed to rent things to goyim. But even in certain places, yeah, maybe not in Eretz Yisrael, in Syria, and other places, whatever, I'm not going after those details. But there are places where you can rent things to goyim. You shouldn't rent him a dira. Why not? Because if you're going to rent him a dira, he's going to bring his avaydazara lach into that dira. Machnisim l'toychei avaydaz gilulim. Frek the Gemara, and this is the point. Visal gadata the skiris kanya ki kamayil the base of the nafshi kamayil. So how could it be? And for the Gemara, no. Shiny hachad after rachman of aloshin la yimotze. Misha motze biyotcha yotzeze sheni motze biyotcha. We got to the end of the braisa according to Rav Ashi. And now we're going to get started. Again, the first line of the braisa was old school. There's no problem of chametz of a guy flat. Shel choy at the roya, but at the roya shel acherim. The second din is also old school. Rav Papa said there's a braisa quoting the pasuk. Regardless if it is or isn't, it's old school. Lo Yimotzi says, you're not allowed to be makabel the pekodin from a goy. And now, finally, the sugi itself. Yichad loy bayis. You have a goy in your house and he has chametz. And it says if you designate him a place, then it's not a problem. Again, if you designate him a place, it's not a problem. Source? Rav Papa misvara. We have to explain. Rav Ashi, Agzeir Sakosov. And that's the din. Simple question, and it's a huge machlokes rishonim. What kind of chametz are we talking about? Whose chametz is it? In this third case of Yichud Levi's. It's a goy's chametz. Was the Yid Mekabel Achrayas or not? The emes is, let the confusion roll in at a later stage. Let's open up the sugya. Are we talking about chametz of the goy that the Yid was Mekabel Achrayas? Or he wasn't Makabal Achrayis. And you know, I'll ask the Kasha straight as is the way Tosfos puts it down. L'chara there's a Mammon of Shach Kasha. Not only is it a Mammon of Shach Kasha, if you don't mind, I'm going to chaser the first two lines of the Braisa again. The first two lines of the Braisa said, if you have chametz of a guy, that the guy, it belongs to the guy, and the Yid wasn't Makabal Achrayis, could you have such chametz in your house? Yes. Does it make a difference what color the walls are? No. Does it make a difference if there's noise outside? Yes. No. Does it make a difference if you designate him a special place? It's loy ma'ala v'loy ma'irin if you designate him in a special place. You're allowed to have goyish chametz in your house. And take two, if you were mekabel achrayis, that's mamish like yiddish chametz. I never heard such a thing about designating places. What, you're allowed to designate a place for your own chametz also? You want to tell me such a zach? A guy can have his own chametz. Back to Reuven with his seven kazayisim in his house. Reuven can have a kazayis of chametz in his house and just designate a place for a goy. Shamanu davar kazen. So what's the braisa going on? So either way we have a problem. And we'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, Yichad loy bayis kiloy mar loy kiploy olov. He was not mekabel achrayis. Ela amarle, hare abayis lefanecha, hanach ba'achas men azovius. Just leave it wherever you want. Frek toises akash on this Rashi, straight out. Perish on kuntris. The laikibal ala bachrayis, ela amarle hare abayis lefanecha. The kashalari, ma'ir ye yichad. What's the significance he was meyachin and abayis? Afilu lo yichad nami. And also the whole hemshech, the Gemara, is the designation like a rental. By avoid the Zohar, we see that even if you rent it, you still can't bring things in there. It's ustel, avoid the Zohar is different, chametz is different. What are you talking about? It's a goy's chametz. Lekach perish rabbi matam. The afilu bachrayis ma'ir. Fakher. We're talking about chametz of a goy's shekibal ala bachrayis. Now, the chayr chametz of a goy's shekibal ala bachrayis is not allowed to have in your house. I would venture to say it's mamish like a yitz chametz. And we talked about this the other day about the minchas chinuch. Is it mamish a yitz chametz? We talked about that fascinating minchas chinuch. If you have chametz of a goy, you makabel achrayis, and then on Pesach you actually bought it from the goy, is that called an upgrade? Can you get malchus for upgrading? Then now it's really yours. It was already being oiver. And the doimov of those questions. But that's what's going on over here. Mishim hachi mapik milei motzi dileichoshev motzi kivin sheyichelay bayis. And that is a pasuk, and then Tosis, like Tosis, this is already a piece. Rav Papa holds even that as a svara, and I quote, Rav Papa is named svara. Why? Because kibbutz yichud lebayis have lekibul olav achrayis al chemtza shel nachri bebeis shel nachri. The Olam has a clue of what just happened there. Tosis says, Rav Papa says you don't need a pasuk. You want to hear how easy this case is? It's like if a yid was makabel chametz of a goy in a goy's house, that avad is not a problem. Why not? Why not?
If he is,
it's not his rishus. But why are you not over if it's not in rishus? If Reuven has chametz that belongs to Reuven, is he over if it's not in his rishus?
We had a whole talk like that.
I know, but like the rishonim that don't hold like that, it's not a solution that if it's not in his rishus. So why is it so poshut that if a Reuven is makabel achrayis and chemtza shenachri the beis shenachri, what is going on? Now there's two ways to start the sugya. Avada Rashi needs a hatsolo. Rashi needs a hatsolo. Because Rashi says we're talking about chametz. Shaloi kibel olav achrayis. Shaloi kibel olav achrayis was stage one. Was the basics that a goy could walk around your whole house, even eat with you by the table. All of a sudden, you're designating a place, and you're saying, "Oh, you designated a place." And I was like, "Well, it wasn't the gate." Leumazet Toisus calls the shot on that. So he says, "Fakar, we're talking the kibel olav achrayis." In Toisus, we have to open up a whole conversation. And again, Yaakov is right. There are going to be days we are going to talk about this tomorrow. Let's go to the most extreme. Forget about a goy with kibbutz l'chrayis. There are going to be shittas that Reuven, who owns chametz, that belongs to Reuven, it's Reuven's chametz. And as long as it's not in his house, he designates it to someone else. He puts it in a goy's house, in someone else's house, he designates in his house a place for the goy. There's going to be inside that even that's not over. That no tashbisim, no bayiro, no everything. You have to, you know, ask about the package. But there's going to be shittas like that. So the question is where to start first. I will choose to do Rashi first. I will choose to do Rashi first. And you know what? Choosing to do Rashi first, I would say it like this. Rashi chooses to zetzayin the sugya that you weren't makabel achrayis. I want to tell you why. Before I say what Rashi's saying, because we have a kashan Rashi. If you weren't makabel achrayis, why do you need the designation? Without the designation, you're already good to go. But I want to say why Rashi not like this, which I didn't say the pshat yet. Rashi Vaisnes held that if you were makabel achrayis, that's Yiddish Chametz. The designations don't help for that. It's when you're makabel achrayis of a goy, it's as if it's yours. Rashi holds there's no such plans anymore. Then there's no such thing. That's in somebody else's house. Like this. Rashi doesn't hold of yichad loybayis on kibbutz olav achrayis. It's too far gone. Aber, come on. So if it's like kibbutz olav achrayis, what's the problem? So there's a mahalach from the Ran and Rabbeinu David Bedas Rashi. This is the Yukim in Rashi. And I like it, but I want to speak it out. A goy comes to you and knocks on the door. And he says, and it's bitzeikai diyadei. And he says, can I come in? Depending on how he says it, if you say such a sprach like, yeah, please come in, join me, be my guest. I'm not going to know the different politeness, protocol, sprachs. What?
Hola.
What are you from Milwaukee? What did you say? The different sprachs, it might be that depending on how you politely enough invite him in, You're actually saying, I'm going to take a chrayis. Please come in, but you know, I take here my guests. And that itself would be paramount to kabbalah chrayis. And yichad lebayis is saying that when he's knocking by your door, you're saying, yes, you can come in, but you know, the second floor to the left, that's your annex. Like, please. That's good for the way of teaching us that it's not kabbalah chrayis. Oy bezoya, come to chrayis according to Rashi. According to Rashi. We're not talking about kibbutz olav achrayis. I, if It's not Kibbol Olav Achrayis. Why do you need a designated place? The designation of the place, the Yichud Leibayis, is why it's not Kibbol Olav Achrayis. Had he not designated a place, it would have sounded like, yeah, please come in and I'll take care of you and I'll be Machroy on it. You know what? I would rather say it like this. I saw that when the Rabbeinu Dovid and the Ran and the Rishonim, when they bring the Rashi, they have three kashas. And I think we only answered the first two of the questions. The Eshta kasha was... This is important. The Eshta kasha was, if it's like Kibbol Olav Achrayis, why do you need a designated place? We answered it. The designating is the way of expressing that you're not accepting Achrayis. The second kasha was, the whole tzustel of Schiris Koina. Also, the fact that Schiris Koina shows that the designation is saying, hey, I'm really not taking Achrayis, this is your problem. There's only one problem. According to Rav Ashi, which pasuk was quoted for the source for this third din? According to Rav Ashi, Vayimatzeh. It shouldn't be true. After this long drawn out thing that you explained that when you invite a guy in and you're polite, but you're telling him, I'm polite, but stay there. And therefore it's not going to become your Achrayis. So bottom line, why are you not over on such chametz? Old school. Shalchai Ataraya. That is still bothering me. And that the Chasam Sofer asks. And the Chasam Sofer wants to say a shtickle Torah that Shalchai Ataraya is only when the chametz is mamash in the guy's hands. But once he's putting it around, unless you designate a place, you need a miyut of lo yimotze, ayin sham in the Chasam Sofer. Now I want to share you something from the Harei Kedem, which I planted a week ago. What darg of Kabbalah Sachrayis do you need for the din of Kabbalah Sachrayis? What? Machlaikis, Pshia, Geneva, Oynis. We introduced that there's a darga that the guy says, I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis. Yes, and what does your Achrayis entail? What does my Achrayis entail? I'll apologize profusely if something goes wrong. Yeah, but will you reimburse me? No. So the Oilam was pining, no such concept. How do you make a Chalais Kinyan on it? The Oilam was mitvakeh that the Musig is not there. Hakol Beseder. Granted, the oilam can be mitvakech, that even if the musig is there, not near if the musig is there, so are you chayiv on such chametz? So here's the secret that it says in the Harei Kedem. Such Kabbalah Sachrayis also is mechayiv you. But for such Kabbalah Sachrayis, Yichud Leibayis helps. And that's what Rashi means. Like Kibbol Olav Achrayis monetarily. But, so why do you need Yichud Leibayis? Because he was mekabel Achrayis. He was mekabel the etzem Achrayis, without the goyim lamomen. Kabbalah Sachrayis, without goyim lamomen, oh! That needs Yichud Leibayis. An interesting plan for the sugya.
Rabbi, can you say to Das Rashi, the Brisa is Kufa coming to tell us that even though we know old school Achrayis versus no Achrayis, this Brisa is telling me that don't think that adding Yichud Makom, Yichud Leibayis
should be worse. It should be worse.
It should be worse because you're like specifically.
I hear it's not Mashma in the Gemara.
It's not Mashma in Taisus.
The Gemara Shakavatayev, Schir is also not. I'm thinking of a plan. You want to say Yichud Leibayis? I plan. But I want to get also to the Rishonim, but I want to say one more thing in Rashi. Does the Olam Chaf, according to Rabbeinu David and the Ran, the Das Rashi, what does Yichud Leibayis mean? It's a protocol thing of when a guy knocks on your door and you say, please come in, I'll take Achrayis, or even if you don't use those words, but you say, please come in, Drezach everywhere, I'm your host, whatever. That might include an Achrayis. You have to be a Yichud Leibayis in order that it shouldn't be Achrayis. This America goes after Riff skips this sugya. What? The Maram Chalava says, Pshat in the Hashmatas Harif. The Hashmatas Harif, the Riff doesn't bring our sugya. The whole Yichud Leibayis thing. Explains the Maram Chalava, because according to Rashi, you know what in essence Yichud Leibayis is saying? A halacha hilkos Baba Metzia, nothing to do with chametz. In the Gedorim of Achrayis and Baba Metzia, you should know that when you say, I forgot the sprach you said, but when you say politely, I'm letting you in, that is with Achrayis. Yichud Leibayis is without Achrayis. It's hilkos Shomrim. It doesn't belong here. No, but Lamashal, according to the other Rishonim, that Yichud Leibayis is tweaking the Gedorim of Kibbol Achrayis, that's something we didn't know on that head. But according to Rashi, that there's no new news from the Hey Mibes, you can skip it. No, Shkoy, either is one new news detail, whatever we just explained from Rabbeinu David. That's the Baba Metzia detail. No, Avadim agreeing to you. Most of the stuff we know on Hey Mibes, but there's something going on. Zok, the Maram Chalav, if what's going on is just this tweak knetch that when you say, welcome, Yichud Leibayis, it's not an Achrayis, okay, but that's new. Bring that. That belongs in Baba Metzia. And everything else, Kimeduber. It's old school. Quickly, now, according to the other Rishonim. According to the other Rishonim. We are allowed to be miyachad loy bayis. And I'm going to do this tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. But let me ask the question out clear. Does yichad loy bayis help for chametz gomer mamish, Reuven? You know what? How about that? Reuven has a guy coming to his house. The guy comes in with his whole packages. And Reuven says, I'm taking achrayis. I'm taking achrayis. What's in your bags? Chametz. I'm taking achrayis. And then he realizes he's going to have it about your rosh. So what does it say according to the Rishonim? You designate him a special place, and then the guy can keep his chametz there. Can Reuven put his real chametz there as well? Or not? Can Reuven put his real chametz there as well or not? Is the sugya of Yichalei Bayis only on chametz Shekibel Olav Achrayis? Or in fact, it works even on chametz Gomer of Yisrael?
What's he trying to bypass
by doing
his
chametz? It's not in his reshus. Yes, and schiris kanya.
Well, so that would be schiris.
Forget about schiris. Can a yid put his chametz in his next door neighbor guy's house? Let him take it back. But then, what? Why not?
Good, that's all for his stuff. I'm telling you, I'm not.
Yeah, that's the Ran and Rashi for sure not. Excellent. But like the Rishonim that already took it a step further, how far of a step further are they taking it? And you know what? I'll leave you with a Shaila. If the Olam is willing to accept that Reuven, who has a Goyish guest slash tenant, who has chametz that he was Makabel Achrayis, and Reuven is allowed to put and have that Goyish Shekibel Olav Achrayis chametz in the designated area. But Reuven is not allowed to put Mamish's chametz there, which we're not sure about. We're going to discuss it tomorrow. Don't be excited about this. What about if Reuven, you know, Reuven had a whole bunch of different kezayim? What about Reuven has another kezayis of Shimon's chametz? Does Reuven b'chal have a problem with Shimon's chametz?
Yes.
One second, let me talk about my kezayim. You tell me the next case. I'm trying to say this case. Reuven has chametz of Shimon. Is there a problem?
Yes.
According to the Gra, can you do Yichud Leibayis? What's your case? One second. What's your case? Oh, right here. Okay, that's tomorrow. I have to save something for tomorrow.
Is this question coming from the Bryce on Hey Omer Beis, which made it seem like it's a clear world of Bryce?
Avada, whether he says it or not, Avada, that's where he's coming from. What are you doing?